According to the latest figures from the State Department of Workforce Development, more than 138,000 people in our state are waiting for unemployment benefits. Some of them have been waiting for those payments since March, when the agency was first overwhelmed with claims. And there are real consequences. People could be at risk of losing their homes, their medication, going without food. And in addition, they'll now be without the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits from the federal government, because that program expired over the weekend. Today, DWD Secretary Caleb Frostman told WPR's The Morning Show that the agency is working hard to fix the problem.
So we're really focused on DWD paying every eligible claim as quickly as possible. And so our resources of time and energy are focused on making sure that we process the claims that are in the queue and get that caseload back to timeliness, and making sure that folks get paid as quickly as possible.
Our next guest says the backlog amounts to a failure of leadership from the Evers administration. Del Cuenca is a Republican state senator from Wisconsin's 5th District, which includes part of Milwaukee's western suburbs. He wrote about the unemployment situation recently for townhall.com. Senator Cuenca, good to have you back on Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
The state has processed nearly 4 million claims in the past 4 months. It did just 1.6 million all of last year. So they're swamped. They've tripled their staff to handle those claims. What more do they need to do?
Well, there's a lot of things that they could still do. I mean, in other states, what we've seen is extended hours. So they could work Saturdays or extend those hours further in the day. You know, what they did is they said, if your first name, if your last name starts between A and M, call in the morning. If you're between N and Z, call in the afternoon. So essentially, Wisconsin's unemployed only have 2.5 days of access to the system, where other states are going 6 hours, 6 days and extending hours. So other states have also used technology, like callback technology, or using technology to better navigate the system. And even some states have used the National Guard to come out and help process the backlog. And then finally, they can move employees around. They just did that. I don't think it was, you know, coordinated, but the day that we wrote our article, they moved 100 employees into the department to process claims. So, you know, I'm not typically a table pounder, but when I have people in my district and around the state, hundreds of them in my district, thousands throughout the state, that are having difficulties paying rent or paying bills for food, you know, I'm going to pound the table on this, because, you know, this is government 101. This is what they're there for. And I think that more needs to be done to step up to assist those that are unemployed. There's still people out there from March who still don't have their unemployment benefits, and that's unacceptable.
Yeah. And what are you hearing from those constituents who are contacting your office saying, I haven't been paid in months, and these are unemployment benefits that I qualify for, that I've paid in for?
Right. And it is very, very clear. And I think this is, you know, typically the case that, but now more than ever, that these people are unemployed through no fault of their own. I mean, this was, if anything, they were unemployed because of government fumbling the ball, both the federal and the state level. And there's just like some really tough stories. I mean, our office and myself personally get on the phone and we talk to these individuals. And you hear stories of, you know, I'll just give you one example. There's a lady who, you know, she wanted to move her child into a certain school district because her child went to a private school that was going to go to public high school, and really had a lot of friends there. And for the first time was really getting into school and excelling. But she couldn't get a down payment on her new apartment because she was laid off because of COVID and couldn't get unemployment benefits. And fortunately, the department has worked with us on a case-by-case basis. If we say, hey, we have a constituent that's really, really in a tight spot, to try to move them, you know, forward if we can, and do a little bit of triage with folks that are really in a tight spot from eviction or stories like that. But, you know, we just, first of all, we listen. We're not the executive branch. I mean, I think that a lot of folks get sometimes confused between the legislative branch and the executive branch. And so we could take the request and we could call up and work with the ledge liaison, but it's the executive branch that actually executes on managing government programs and trying to get these people through the system. So we're doing a lot of listening and a lot of pressure on the department to get people through. And then also just pointers to people of other ways that they could try to approach the department to get their cases done.
you have pointed the finger at Governor Evers and his administration. You're saying that this is a lack of leadership. What does leadership look like to you in this situation?
Well, I mean, I think it's just getting people's claims done. I mean, Iowa's claims have gone substantially faster, and we have 1.2 Department of Workforce employees for everyone that they have in Iowa. So, you know, we're just looking at other states and saying, you know, why are we limited to 5 days? Why are we not having a sense of urgency and working 6 days or extending our hours? Like, why are we dividing people up by the last name of their alphabet or last name of their last, what their last name begins with? So, you know, I just think that there's need for leadership here, both from the governor and from Secretary Frostman, that they really need to move more people here. They need to have a greater sense of urgency to move these folks. I mean, today, on July 27, there's still people with backlogs from unemployment claims in March. And that's just simply an executive branch issue. And, that I think more has to be done to address it.
Dale Coinga is a Republican state senator from Wisconsin's 5th District that includes part of Milwaukee's western suburbs. And we're talking about his take on Wisconsin's backlog for doling out unemployment claims during this pandemic. Senator, Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a package of 8 bills in response to the backlog. They include letting Social Security disability recipients collect unemployment, temporarily suspending the state's $500 wage threshold for unemployment eligibility, and reducing the work search requirement from 4 searches a week to 2. Can you get behind any of these proposals from your Democratic colleagues?
Oh, absolutely. There's some proposals in that package that I think make tremendous sense. And, I think that when a lot of the reforms that we did, I mean, we didn't foresee a pandemic coming of this nature. So I think a lot of the, some of those previous reforms we put in place need to be reexamined under the current conditions. And I'm very open to that.
Yeah. Are there specific reforms that you support?
Well, yeah, I think that the work requirement going from 4 to 2 makes sense under the circumstances. I also believe that the individuals on SSI, that definitely is something that under the circumstances should be relieved. So, you know, I just also think that, you know, what if you look at those bills, what they're going to do is they're also going to create more demand on the system. I support some of those bills. But right now, I think the pressure needs to be on getting the individuals that are already in line through the system and then looking at these bills. And so I think that some of those bills make good policy sense right now. But I also feel like there was an element in some of those to rush them out to distract from the political fact that the administration needs to deal with this problem at hand. This is not a legislative problem right now. There are things that could be improved in legislation, but right now this is an execution problem with the department getting people through the process.
You know, state Republicans had called for a situation where people who were waiting in line to be processed for all this time could get some money from the federal government filtered through the state to kind of get by. And then if they got unemployment benefits, they would be paid back. And if not, they would be kind of forgiven loans because people were in these circumstances. And Governor Evers said that was a political stunt and said it would take people and an organization to do that. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to all the details of that program, but, you know, I really don't think it was a political stunt. I think it was truly an effort to be creative and see what we could do with the resources we have. I think people that know me know I'm not typically a table pounder. And I've got more bills signed by the governor than any other Republican in the Senate. And we'll continue to do that. But on this particular case, I mean, people out there are so frustrated. And if you put yourself in their position, they want someone to bring these issues up. They want to put pressure on the government to do their job and get these claims processed. And so, I mean, that's what we're going to do as their voice is when there's people out there who are in a tight spot. I mean, we need people to speak up for them. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. So the Wisconsin Unemployment Insurance Program, employers pay into this. So the state should have the money. There's federal money that comes together. And your issue really is the fact that that is where it has stopped up, that we're somehow stuck here. We've got the money. We just aren't getting it to the people who need it.
Right, right. The fund is not insolvent. I mean, there's other states where I believe California has announced that their fund is going insolvent. You know, fortunately, in many different areas or funds in Madison, we were very responsible over the last decade where we built up a rainy day fund, their general fund, the UI fund, because a lot of people were employed, those balances built up. So this isn't a solvency issue. This isn't that the fund is not solvent, despite the fact that over $21 million of fraudulent or erroneous payments went out in April. So while there's people waiting for their unemployment, others have been receiving unemployment either erroneously or fraudulently during this time. So, but even despite the fact, the fund is solvent. This isn't a solvency issue. This is an execution issue of getting people through the process that are entitled to this money.
Yeah, and the Legislative Audit Bureau is looking for answers on that $21 million too, so we'll certainly follow up on that. Senator Coinga, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for covering the story. Appreciate it.
Dale Coinga is a Republican state senator from Wisconsin's 5th District, and we talked with him about the backlog in Wisconsin's unemployment claims.